Will you pray with me? Church of God, elect and glorious, holy nation, chosen race, called as God's own special people, royal priests and heirs of grace, know the purpose of your calling. Show to all his mighty deeds. Tell of love that knows no limits, grace that meets all human needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a matter of minutes, in my home parish, my associate pastor will be laying to rest one of my sheep, one of the saints for whom the Savior bled and died, a young man in his late 30s, diagnosed with cancer, has battled it for the last 7 years, only to finally succumb to the curse of Adam. And when the saints gather there, God will be praised. His wife called Saturday night before Sunday, which is when he died, of this week. Gladly I ran over to her house to talk to him, although he was very unresponsive, and to pray with her, who was very responsive. Those are the kind of people that you will encounter, and the joys that will fill your heart. But then there are also others within the communion of saints that gather at that altar, which, by the way, are also a communion of sinners. And it's brought home when one comes at you with such words of hatred and despisal that cuts you to the very core and calls into question your ability to be shepherd of the flock. Then the gladness of serving such sinners as you quickly leaves a taste in your mouth that is very despised by you. To serve one who receives your service with such gratitude and gladness is sweet as honey. But to serve those who despise your servanthood is to truly bite into a rotten apple. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. It seemed a trite statement when it was told to me at my ordination. Just love your people. Yeah, schmaltz is what I thought in my mind as it was said to me by one of those Bronze Agers. It is only as I have grown up that I have realized, you know, that really is some profound statement. And it all is profound in how you define the word love. To gladly go over to one of your parishioners' house and be the savior for the day, you define as a certain way of love. To bite again once more into that rotten apple is not the same definition of that word, love. And yet that is unto what you have been called. Unto what we all have been called. For the communion of saints, which is at the self-same time of communion of sinners, is to bear with one another in love. In servanthood. And it is to know unto what you have been called. So what have you been called unto? You've been called to be served. To have your feet washed by the lowly servant. To have your mouth open wide and fed with the bread of life, broken for you. To have balm placed upon your wounds by the Samaritan. You have been called to be served. What a life. What a life indeed. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.